From there we move on to Hong Kong. The first light of Hong Kong is of a street sign. We were a little bit surprised at Hong Kong because you could tell there had been very strong English influences in China, and in Hong Kong. In a lot of ways it was very westernized. This particular scene shows a couple of Doug Bulldecker trolley cars, electric power, and also a double-decker bus on the same road with them. They were quite common, and as you went off out of the downtown district, more of your buses tended to be single-decker because they go on routes which had more curves and more uphill and downhill and not so many passengers. And then when you went way out in the sticks, their bus system would be more like vans. This would be a more typical scene. The last picture I chose because it allowed you to see what the double-decker buses and trolley cars look like from a distance. But in fact, that was a very rare picture because most of the time they were quite close together. In this particular picture, it's a more realistic view. If you were riding on the top of a double-decker bus, there would probably be one right in front of you and one going the opposite direction. And from your point of view, it looks awfully crowded, and you often wonder that they don't hit each other, but they manage fine, and they never topple over as far as we know. The next bus is here, the next slide, is to give you an overview of Hong Kong. As you can see from a distance, it looks pretty much like any harbor city in the United States. They have a lot of skyscrapers, there are ships in the harbor. This is an overview. The last picture in this one we're taking of Hong Kong Island, which is part like their downtown. It's Hong Kong Island is quite close to the peninsula though, called Kowloon Peninsula. And that's where the rest of their downtown sector is. Originally I think Hong Kong was just the island, then the peninsula was added, and then a lot of territories and islands around that were added to the colony. The heart of the city is still the central island of Hong Kong, as well as the peninsula just across from it. There's now a tunnel that connects the peninsula to the island, but that's largely used by trucks and cars that need to get across. Most people who need public transportation, the bus line will let you off at a ferry, and the ferry leaves every 10 or 15 minutes and will take you across where you can catch other buses, and there are several ferries that take you from different points on the island to different points on the peninsula. The cost of the ferry was really cheap, like 4 or 5 cents a person, and so that's why they were so popular. And of course that made them profitable, because they just get a whole herd of people. They just, you get 100,000 people, they'd all walk onto these big ramps, and then they'd close the gates and they'd go off and let them off, and then 5 minutes later they'd be back again for another round trip. Hong Kong also had a lot of temples quite similar to in style to those in Taiwan. They were Chinese temples. This would be a temple taken in a downtown district. Again, you can see the contrast. Just behind it, you have these big, tall, Western-style skyscraper apartments and the busy streets, but then you have this quiet, park-like atmosphere where the temple is. The interior of the temples, they have the typical three Buddhas with one on each side being lesser Buddhas and the central one being largest. They have a lot of knick-knacks and brickwork.